Way back in the day when the globe was still cool, businessmen were still-hearted strangers to fossil fuel. There were natural resources right in the ground. At the time, no one knew it, but they were all around. One day, I found something so new and so rare, a marvelous discovery I just had to share. A thing filled with wonder, beauty, and delight. I didn't know what it was, but my curiosity took flight. It was like magic, a rabbit out of a hat. And then someone said,
"Hey, what is that?"
It's something new.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
It's just amazing.
I don't know what to call it.
It's a thing.
It was a thing. Something no one else had heard. And then all of the sudden, more people got word.
Breaking news out of the West as an incredibly valuable new resource has been discovered. Some say this could be the solution that the human race has been searching for as the planet continues to attack its only inhabitants. It is too early to tell what's to come of this new development and who exactly is going to want it, but from what I can say right now is...
Forgive us for interrupting you in the news, but we've heard you have something we think we could use.
We don't mean to be cruel, I assure you we're nice. We were just wondering if you could give us a slice.
This they said calmly, so I listened to more, hearing about
all the ideas in store.
We'll use it for good.
We promise, we swear.
All right, you can take it, but use it with care. At the time, I was clueless about what I had done. But behind their closed doors, a change had begun. They folded and flattened, tangled and tore, until my thing looked nothing like it had just before. And then in an instant, in the blink of an eye, my thing became something that people could buy.
Think of all the money that will become more.
Since we made a new product to be sold in the store.
We've made a tool with noble intentions.
A tool to make stacks upon stacks of inventions.
Now that we're finished, it's ready to be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, we present our machine. Demand was increasing, things were flying off the shelves. We couldn't keep making them all by ourselves. We needed an invention, one not yet seen. To build on with extension, we needed a machine.
Fold and flatten.
Tangle and tear.
Advertise the thing.
Then sell everywhere.
Have it produce smog.
That goes up in the sky.
But don't worry, we promise.
We aren't the bad guy.
This is our solution. We call it mass production. Things can be made without the need for instruction.
It was a great mass of products produced, their waste multiplying so their profits could boost.
But we're making money and not getting fined. The machine works just great. We'll be rich in no time.
All their junk dumped outside, scooped up and thrown away? The smog from its smokestacks made the once blue skies gray.
It's just fine, not to worry. It will all go away, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
But would it really all go away?
Companies hid negative impacts, but they always did stay.
They hid around corners and followed our tracks, degrading our well-being.
That's not what matters. There's really no need for this negative chatter.
Customers are buying, and we are supplying.
Workers getting paid and money being made.
So I really can't see why you're still here complaining.
Now don't be a jerk and get back to work.
Back to work.
I did try to warn them, told them to beware, but my cries drifted into the smog-ridden air. More and more of them had it, and they couldn't care less about the world outside of their own little mess. Use it with care! Why won't they listen? What must I do to teach them a lesson? They were stuck, trapped inside of their own little heads, and sadly I listened as somebody said,
"They can't hear you. Look at the world, all the good this has done. We need more."
No.
No? How can you deny progress?
How can you be so blind? If you don't let us have it, things will fall far behind.
You are killing innovation.
How vile. How wrong.
We can't help it that things move along.
You can't deny progress.
We're going to take it. And just to be fair, here is some money. Use it with care.
I am sorry. I wanted to stop worry. I did what I could. I tried to be good. But then they took you out of my hands, shoved me to the ground and took all the lands. I am sorry that I failed you. This wasn't the plan. The plan went askew. They promised, they did say, did swear, but ignored what I said, to use it with care. Now all I can see is an empty ground. They were once here and all around. I can no longer see through the air covered in gray. So I'm telling this to you, so you can change it one day. I have a fear that I'm afraid is our fate, but you can change it before it is too late.
As a kid, my mom told me this tale. Every night before bed, she read it without fail.
Way back in the day, when the globe was still cool, businessmen were still-hearted, strangers to fossil fuel.
But is it a bedtime story if there's no happy ending? They were so blind, our earth they were spending.
Natural resources right out of the ground.
At the time, no one knew it, but they were all around.
I never liked the story, but it's the one I was told, and I know it's a tale that can never grow old.
There was money to obtain.
Opportunity was the aim.
For we had found something so new and so rare.
This is a warning.
Use it with care.
Thank you so much for listening to YTC's original production of Use It With Care, featuring the vocal stylings of Solana Cordova, Chris Close, Isabel Okerson, Julia St. Andre, Ben Barton, Cormac Bywater, and Connor McIntosh. Have a great rest of your day, and stay safe out there.